Welcome to Why We Marathon, a podcast diving into the deep motivating factors for why people choose to run marathon races. Today we have Coach Ray joining us to talk about his experience with marathon racing. Thanks for joining us today, Ray. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us today. And you know, a few demographic questions just to get out of the way. I'm always curious where marathon runners are coming from in life. What's your age, your day job, and where are you located?
Oh, sure. I'm in San Gabriel, California. It's a small town called Azusa, and I'm 44 years old. And I was a banker for about 10 years. And then I've always had a passion for fitness. So I just jumped into the gym, and then I got laid off due to the coronavirus the same day. And I just have a lot of gym and coaching experience. So I'm diving in deeper into coaching now.
Awesome. I love that. I mean, you've been on the journey, and you might as well help as many people as you can along the way. So I love that mission.
Oh, yes. I have a lot of knowledge I could pass on, I feel.
Definitely. So let's take it back to your very first marathon. When was that race and where was it?
It was a Los Angeles marathon, and it was, 2007, I believe. So it'll be like 14 years ago.
14 years ago. Wow.
14 years ago.
What was that race like back then in the late 2000s?
So back then, they didn't have Marathon to the Sea. About every 2 years, they would change the course. And the courses, I would say, were not the places that you'd want to run through in LA. Like, and especially back then, the neighborhoods were more dangerous. But everybody always came out in the morning and showed support. So that didn't really matter. It just wasn't very scenic, or like, you're not looking at anything historic like the route is now.
Gotcha. All right. It's a little bit of a different vibe than today. I ran it in 2019, right before the pandemic. And I mean, I think the ending in Santa Monica is amazing. They end right on the ocean. Unfortunately, the organizers actually changed that for next year. So interesting to hear your take from an earlier point. What got you to sign up for that very first marathon, Ray?
Well, as a little kid, there was the Olympics going on, and they were hosting like the Olympic trials or something. I just remember seeing it on TV, and I want to run a marathon, but I didn't even know what a marathon was. And years passed, I never ran track or cross country or did anything like that in really sports in high school. And then I went through a failed marriage, and I was just very depressed. And so I needed something, in my opinion, to like get my mojo back, get my confidence back. So I'm like, I'm going to do something that I'm not sure if I could do, and that I've always wanted to do, like a bucket list. And then I just told myself, for some reason, I don't want to train for it. And I didn't train for it, which there's results for that. And then all kinds of people started betting, like within my family, some people bet against me. People started making betting if I would finish or not. And a lot of people would tell me, no, you're not going to do it. And I think they were trying to help me, but I, you know, in case I fail, I think that they were trying to do it in a good way, but they weren't really encouraging at the same time. And so all those people that told me I couldn't do it since I didn't train, of course, like, my body broke down pretty quickly. Like at mile 16, I had cramps from my Achilles all the way to the top. And I just heard, you're not going to do it. You're not going to do it. So I pushed through it, and I finished. And I was shocked. I couldn't walk right for about a month. I was like, I can't believe how out of shape I am. I thought I was, you know, in fairly good shape. So I was like, wow, I'm so sore. I can't believe it.
And the marathon is another level, though, you know? So.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And I was like, that's it. I'm one and done. I did my bucket list. I'm done. And then about 8 months later, I was in Long Beach Marathon.
Wow. Now let's go back a step there, Ray. I love your story about how, you know, it's really just proving people wrong at the end of the day. And, you know, you sort of mentioned you were coming out of the failed marriage. How did marathon racing help boost your confidence at the end of the day? Like, when you did cross that line in LA, what were you feeling?
Well, it opened up my mind to new possibilities, you know. And I think even if you just consider marathoning, it's opening up your mind to new possibilities that you've never considered. So there's growth right there. And when I did it, it definitely helped me. I'm not going to say, oh, I was like 100% cured or like not depressed, but it definitely helped. And it's just become my lifestyle now. I love it, you know?
I love that. Yeah. And I mean, I totally can relate to that. I think a lot of people, when I told them I was running in 2018 in New York, you know, I was a little bit overweight at that point. And, you know, people were like, you're not going to do this. I don't believe you. And you know, I told them I signed up, and then, you know, you follow through and you prove them wrong. So that's a great story, right? Now you mentioned you ran Long Beach 8 months later. So I'm curious, how many marathons have you run since LA in total?
I've done 54 marathons total.
54. That's 5-4 for all of all our listeners out there. We didn't stumble there. So 54 marathons. Where is that taking you? Give me some of the highlights. You know, maybe like your top five races that you participated in.
Ooh. Well, Sedona Marathon was one of my favorites because of the views, and I did it the last year that they had it. So technically, no one else can do it anymore because now they just have half marathon, 10K. So it was a pretty brutal course. And then LA, because of it's my hometown race. And there's a couple. Carlsbad has a great ocean view. And there's a, I can't remember, but then Ventura, and there's a great ocean view on those as well. So those are probably my four favorite courses right there.
So you like the West Coast races?
Well, I haven't really got to travel much, so I would definitely, I barely start traveling just for running. That was part of the adventure. But yeah, I've only stuck to the West Coast. I've only done Arizona races, Nevada, and California.
Awesome. All right. And I can't help but notice our listeners can't maybe see your shirt right now, but you're wearing a Lake Tahoe Triple Marathon shirt. I'm curious, what is this Lake Tahoe Triple Marathon? Can you tell our listeners a little bit about this?
Sure. The Lake Tahoe Triple Marathon is a great race by the director. They pretty much put on like a big running festival. So they have races from 5Ks, 10Ks, half marathons, and ultra races for 3 days. And they pretty much try and make it so that everybody finishes at the same place at the same time, no matter what time you start in the race. So it's like a good party. And I did the Lake Tahoe Triple, which I ran a marathon Friday, then one Saturday, and then one Sunday, which are basically running around Lake Tahoe, the whole lake, basically in 3 days. So,
wow. It's three marathons in 3 days. How do you prepare your body for that?
Well, that was the first time I attempted it. I'm going to rewind a little bit. Let's see here. I really was only doing maybe like two marathons a year. Nothing much. And I brought in one of my friends, and he's really competitive, so we kind of started battling. And then I was living at my house, and I got kicked out. They're like, you need to move. We sold the property, so I had to move, and I had nowhere to live. And my friend's like, you can live with me. I'm just kind of taking care of this building. You could stay here for as long as you need to. I'm like, cool. I ended up staying there for a year. So I'm like, oh, I get to do races. So I decided I want to run a marathon a month for the whole year. So
wow, one marathon per month for a whole calendar year. That was your goal? Wow.
That was my goal. I ended up doing 13 because in October I did a bonus. Actually, that year, but then I carried it on till the year after. So I ended up doing about a year and 3 months straight of marathoning, one a month.
Wow, that is incredible.
And so I wouldn't have had confidence just to try the triple. And I've also, to get to the level to attempt the triple, I did two back-to-back marathons twice. And then this is all like within a couple of years just to kind of build towards it. And right before that, I did a San Francisco marathon. And then within 5 days, I also do jiu-jitsu. So I wanted to compete in the tournament. And there was no one in my age bracket, so I dropped down. And so within 5 days, I did a marathon and placed second in a jiu-jitsu tournament. And I'm like, oh, I think I could do it. So finally, I signed up for Lake Tahoe Marathon. And when it's the day before race day, I had a panic attack. I've never had a panic attack. And I just had so much self-doubt just running through my mind. Like, who do you think you are? You can't do this. Like, and then I'm not even used to cold temperature. Probably to you, since you're from the East Coast originally, it's nothing, but it was like 15 degrees when I was waking up. I was like, what is this?
Wow. Know? In Tahoe, snowing.
Oh, yeah, Lake Tahoe. Wow. Yeah. So that was shell shock for me right there. And then plus elevation. So I was sick. But every day I ended up doing better. I ended up each day beating my previous day's marathon time. So each day I improved because I think I got used to the elevation that I was running each day.
Gotcha. And, you know, this is really interesting, right? Because I've run three marathons in my whole life and you did three in a weekend. Tell people, how do you prepare for a race, you know, a weekend like that?
Well, I don't train like the average runner. I would say for like my first 20 marathons, I didn't even train. I didn't even know what training was. I didn't even know what a marathon was or a 5K. So I just kind of learned everything by error, trial and error. And so I've always just been very active. I do a lot of sports, and I've worked at a bunch of gyms. So I do a lot of cross training, basically. And for me, I would work out on Friday, which would consist of like running in the morning, then going to work, and then after work doing some jiu-jitsu. And then Saturday morning, I would do 2 hours of basketball, shower, go to the gym, do 2 hours of jiu-jitsu, and then run about 2 hours in the evening. And then on Saturday, that's when I would do like my really long run. And I would try and do like at least 15 miles to 20, because I knew it would be the last day. So I was trying to replicate that as much as possible.
That's impressive that you're able to do three marathons in 3 days. I mean, hats off to you, Ray. That's an incredible accomplishment. For all of our listeners out there, check out the Lake Tahoe Triple Marathon. If you're up for a challenge, if you don't want just one marathon, not just two, but three in a weekend, check that one out. That's something I just learned about through Ray today. I am curious, Ray, what did you learn about yourself, you know, that you didn't know before running all of these races?
Well, I learned that I could finish, because that was one big doubt. I wasn't quite sure if I could finish. And then I learned that I could do something that I wasn't quite sure if it was possible. That was enough just to attempt to do something else that maybe I wasn't quite sure if I could do again. Because the second time I was like, well, I did a marathon. Was it luck? You know, can I do it again? And then after that, it was more about physically, I wasn't prepared. So it was more about, you know, your body's going to break down. Let's see what your mind can do. And so it was a lot of like testing my mind, because I would also on purpose drink the night before, drink during the race, drink after the race. So wow. It was just a bunch of partying to travel, to go to different cities. You know, it was just fun in the beginning. It wasn't like I'm taking it serious. It was just, I never really traveled, so it was a great experience to go out.
Yeah, and that's part of marathoning, I think, is, you know, checking out different cities, different places, meeting your friends, and, you know, just that sense of community almost, you know, that you build along the way. So I love that. And you mentioned you had a buddy that you train with. You usually run with people or any sort of groups or anything, or are you solo training most of the time?
Well, I started off solo training, and I would say when I first ran Los Angeles Marathon, I went with a couple of friends who ran it, but it was pretty much everyone go their own way. But now I could do LA Marathon, and it's just, I know everybody. It's great. It's a community. You could say hi to everybody. I run with, they're in Los Feliz. They're a running club and a shoe store, but they're great. They're just celebrating 15 years. They're called the Runner Circle. And so the owner there is Joe. He's always doing great stuff for the running community. There always used to be fun free runs. I run with them. And then I run with the Claremont Trotters. I run with the Pomona Valley Runners. I run with a We Run LA crew. I try and get out as many different places as I can with different running crews. And now I can't do that. But before, that's part of it. You get to go out and enjoy and meet people.
Definitely. I'll have to join you on one of those. I'm in Santa Monica over here, so we'll have to go for a run someday.
Yes, I got a buddy who does a run club over there, actually.
Oh, awesome. I'll love to meet him and get myself into a club here. I've been doing a lot of solo training by the beach, which I can't complain about either, but I love the community of running, and that's sort of, you know, the genesis of the podcast as well was, you know, to really bring together this amazing community of people that just have that growth mindset that you mentioned. to really just, you know, prove everyone wrong and that we can do this. So I love that background, right? I am curious, out of all of your marathons, did you have a favorite one or a, you know, top scenic one that you would really put as like, you know, your number one out of 54 marathons?
No, because I would say it's more like each experience for each moment. It's my, I have an experience for each marathon that's my favorite. Like, for example, I've started 3 marathons that last 3 times and I didn't finish last. So I'm like real happy. One is because I got lost and then I missed the bus that takes you to the start. So I drove there and I just parked my car and I started and they were already breaking down the race. That was Ventura Marathon. And I did not come in last. I did that in Flagstaff, which is in Arizona. And I ended up getting 3rd in my age group. And I started last on that race. So that was very cool. And 2011 LA Marathon, it rained. It rained really bad.
In LA? So
in LA the whole time. And I think one of your guests mentioned she had a great race. But for me, I sprained my ankle 2 weeks before playing basketball. And so then it was slippery, so I sprained the other ankle running. And it's probably my longest marathon to date. It took me almost 7 hours. It took me like 6 hours, 50-some minutes. Wow. And I got early stages of hypothermia. It's the only marathon I needed medical attention after. I got like kind of carried off by the, I think, firemen or medical staff. And they took me to this room. And they took off all your clothes, and it was just blowing heat, and they put like these warm blankets on you. So that was an experience.
Talk about an experience. That sounds unbelievable. Definitely a lot of different experience from you, Ray, which is awesome. What's your recommendation on playlist? What are you listening to during the run? Are you listening to anything? Do you have headphones in? What's sort of your plan there?
If I run locally around where I live, on, you know, I listen to music. If I run in the trails, I never listen to music. If I'm doing a marathon, it depends. Some marathons have a lot of people, and I've done marathons where there's no one out there like supporting me. It's just pretty much you. So on those type of marathons, I'll try not to listen to music till like the second half. So after 13 miles, that way I have something
pump you up.
Yeah, because if I do it from the beginning, then I have no like nothing to look forward to. It's like, but if I do it when I'm feeling a little discomfort, then it's like a little boost. Like, oh, okay, like a little treat. It's a little treat.
I like that. A little treat. I like that. Definitely a little upbeat tempo treat. Now, Ray, I am curious. A lot of our you know, guests so far have run mostly major races, and you just hinted on a few marathons that didn't have that many fans or spectators. Was there one of the smaller races that you really enjoyed, or, you know, maybe give someone a little bit of a taste of that experience?
So I just recently did, it's called Escape from, Area 51. That was last year, to end the year. And there was only maybe 28 runners, marathoners. So it's a really small race. It starts in like about, I think, an hour and a half north of Las Vegas. And originally you would run from there straight line and end in the back gate to Area 51, but for COVID reasons you just run 13 miles and then 13 miles back. So I mean, there was no one there supporting you. It's open road, but there's really no one passing by. So that one I threw on the music a little bit earlier than normal, because you're out there on a mission. Most of the runners there are just insane runners. Like, you don't really find like normal runners who are like, oh, it's my first marathon. Most of the people there, they, like, I talked to one guy, he's done over 100 marathons, and his wife had done over 100 marathons, and they did Ravel marathon the night before, so they're trying to get the next one.
Wow.
And then I see my friend, his name's Dio, he has like over 300 marathons and ultras, and so he's just there. Most of the people there just trying to add to their numbers, basically, but there's no support. It's just, you want the bling.
Wow, that is unbelievable. Did you see any UFOs?
No, it's in the daytime. Typically, that race starts at midnight. So okay. we got denied that. That's probably the only thing I'm missing, a midnight start, because I've done a early morning. I've done from like from it's called From Dusk Till Dawn. So you start off in the day and then you run till it gets night. And so I think I've pretty much hit all different starting times except for a midnight race.
All right, so you'll have to add that to your list next time.
Yeah, that's on the list.
All right.
Once COVID opens up one up for me.
Hopefully, yeah, that's the plan for everyone here. I am curious. One of my favorite parts of marathon racing is seeing the signs, you know, along the route. Is there a specific sign that you love, you know, that you've seen or something that made you laugh along a running route?
Yeah, I could say I don't have, like, I kind of have, like, a sick sense of humor. So I saw a sign that said, if this was easy, this would be your mom. So it made me laugh as I was running. And then the other one said, and it was a cute girl holding it, said, why do all the cute guys run away? So I thought that was pretty funny, too.
Oh, that's good. Wow. All right. Those are some good signs right there. Also, I'm curious now, you know, you mentioned the pandemic really impacting your life a lot. You know, I'm just curious, how has it impacted your running and your training?
In the beginning, it was hard because I didn't really know how you could get COVID, you know, so it was really like precaution. And then too many non-runners won't. To become runners, and that was fine. I was over here in California because all these newbies that never ran before wanted to go run the trail, so then no one was social distancing, so they shut it down. So to me, I was even more sad when that happened because I'm like, oh, that's like my haven, you know, the trail running. And so after that, I'm kind of used to running solo because I am a solo runner, that's how I started, but then I just started missing the groups. And so trying to do a couple races, and even though I hate virtual races, I did a virtual race just to try and give me some sort of motivation, something to look forward to.
Definitely. I like that. I think that's a huge part. And I've realized my training has fell off. You know, I've been running at most 6 miles lately, maybe a 10 here or there, because I just don't have a race to look forward to. So maybe I will sign up for a virtual or something like that. And thanks for the inspiration, right? I am curious, and we'll round out, almost done with a few more questions here, but any specific training gear that you really love, or something that, you know, you're wearing shoe-wise, sneaker-wise, watches, anything like that, or apps that you use to track everything?
I love to run in Saucony. That's my favorite brand. And then watch, I just use that regular Apple Watch, and I use Map My Run. That's the app I like to use. I know I feel that most people like Strava, but I stick to Map My Run because maybe there's a way to switch my information, but it just has all my history, so I don't want to switch for that reason.
Gotcha. And I also noticed it looks like a bunch of medals on your back wall there. Can you run us through some of those? Is this your collection here? It only looks like a handful.
This is the Lake Tahoe Triple.
Wow, so, those are special.
Yeah, because basically each day it has the name of the race. And then the yellow part is what you ran.
Oh, that's really cool. So for our listeners out there, Ray is showing us these medals from Tahoe. We'll throw some photos in the blog on whywemarathon.com. But it's a beautiful medal that looks like Lake Tahoe with specific sections that Ray ran each day since he did 3 marathons in 3 days. So that's pretty unbelievable. That's a real accomplishment there, Ray. You should be proud of yourself.
This one was cool because you got to run from California to Nevada and back. So
interstate.
Yeah. And then they give you a plaque too if you did the triple.
Wow. So you get a plaque and 3 medals. I'm gonna maybe try this in a year or two. I need some more training.
You get a license plate frame, they give you like a different shirt for each race.
Oh wow.
And if you sign up early enough, they give you a nice like duffel bag. So they're actually give you nice, and it's not really the biggest race would be on Sunday, maybe about 100 runners.
Pretty very small.
As far as marathoners.
Yeah.
But the half, there's a lot of halfers and everything else. But yeah, I would say maybe the first day Friday, there was like 28 people who ran it. And some of them were just trying to get that state or something, so they didn't come back. So maybe out of everyone who ran it, maybe like 22 people actually completed the triple.
Wow, that is incredible. Where this only gets better and better.
Oh, it was a fun race. I said I would never do it again, and I'm planning to go back this year.
Awesome. All right. So we'll have to check that out and keep tabs on you there, Ray. My last two questions, I'm just curious, like any specific runners that you admire out there?
I've always followed David Goggins, even before he got popular, Dean Karnazes. And I actually got to meet him twice. That was very cool. And I also like Nadia Buse, and I actually got to know her and run with her quite a few times. So she's very cool. And those are probably like the ones that I follow the most.
Awesome. All right. And let's round this interview out, Ray. The podcast is called Why We Marathon. In about 2 to 3 sentences, can you just sum up the crux of why you run 54 marathons?
To me, it's a lifestyle. And it's my passion. So that's pretty much it. We need to go by what drives you, and it's your passions.
I love that. All about the passion. That's why we're hosting the podcast here. Thank you so much for joining us, Ray. Really an inspirational story. I have some homework to do checking out the Lake Tahoe Triple Marathon and some of these other amazing races, Area 51 that you mentioned, and more. So thank you again for joining us. We'll definitely have this up on the podcast pretty soon. And thank you all, for all of our listeners. Please follow us on Instagram at WhyWeMarathon and visit our website, www.whywemarathon.com, to see additional stories, photos, and recaps from each episode. And feel free to rate and review us online and share the episode with your friends and family. Thank you again for listening, and I hope you enjoy these amazing stories of human perseverance. I'm your host, Alex Ullman, and thank you again.